In order of Lachaveiroi, people don't realize the Binor Lachaveiroi Sunday night. I want everybody, we have to get, try to get, everybody should be here to understand the importance that just as important as the Thursday night shmooze is important, you know, Sunday night also, both sides. Try to push, get the oil to calm. I want to create a massive over here. People understand the Hashivas of Binor Lachaveiroi every Sunday night, both sides. And what the Oilam all here. We'll talk about it later.
What about it?
Pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu went in to get the brachas. He was commanded by his mother to go in and to receive the brachas. And Yaakov was not happy about that, but his mother told him, the curse that might come to you is on me, she says. And he wasn't happy about the fact that he had to go against his nature, and he had to not tell the truth, or at least bend the truth, and he ate the bechorecha. But Yaakov goes in. Yaakov goes in, and as his father does not recognize him, he feels him. So his father says, "Oyem Yaakov el Aviv, Oyem el Aviv, Oyem el Aviv, Oyem el Nene Bini Miato Bini." He says, "Hey, my father." He says, "Ani ocho esit b'chorecho, and you should come eat from the food that I prepared." So Yitzchak asks his son, "What? How do you get it so quick? How this happened so quick that you have the food prepared and ready for me to eat? Very quick. I commanded you not long ago." The Yoimeki Hikra Hashem lekech lefana. He says, "Hashem, pause. There was a." Hashem caused that it happened very quickly. Vayomer Yitzchak el Yaakov, Gishono v'amushcha b'ni, come and let me feel you. Let me, because he had suspicions. Ki hikra Hashem lefonai. Esav started talking with Shem Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mitzah Hashem. What's going on? Doesn't sound like Esav so much. Now, Pifarshim asked that Lemaisa, some Pifarshim asked the Kasha that Lemaisa, at the end of the day, I mean, what? How, if he doesn't say Shem Hashem too much, so how do you think that he should get the brachas? So sometimes that Yaakov, Yitzchak understood that Esav, since he was hanging out dead animals all the time, so he trained himself. As a thing, not to mention Hashem's name, because it wasn't covered to say Hashem's name. So he wasn't rugged to say Hashem's name, because he was always out in the fields. He was out around, you know, with dead animals and around, not talk. He didn't want to use Hashem's name. Anyway, he used Hashem's name right away. Oh, come here, let me feel you out again. Doesn't sound like. But you got Yaakov and Yitzchak, Aviv. So Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, his father, Moshe. He feels him out. But Yoimakul Yankiv, by Yadayim Yidei Esau. He says, the voice of Yaakov. But the hands are the hands of Esav. So I would ask you, if you would ask me, or we would ask each other right now, Akul Kol Yaakov, the voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov. How does it sound like the voice of Yaakov? B'chor, I would say that it is, you know, how it sounds like the voice of Yaakov, because we just said before, he said Hashem's name. That's how it sounds like the voice of Yaakov. Because you just said before, Ki Hikra Hashem Lefonai, that's not the derech of Esav. As Rashi said moments before him, Gishono v'amushcha, when he asked him right after he said the word that Hashem caused me to find the food right away, what is he said? Oh, come, let me fill you out. Took Rashi. Oh my, it's a believer. Ain't derech Esav Yoshem Shemayim Shagur V'Yir. It's not the way he doesn't talk that way. So the Sister Chum says that he held him as a tzaddik gomer because he said he didn't want to say it because since he was taka. He's going up, but that's what the Tzidchom said, what I said before. Anyway, So now, when Yaakov says, he feels him out, he says, still, I have a question. It's Kol Kol Yaakov, it's the voice of Yaakov. But it's the Yadayim of Esav. Why is the voice of Yaakov? So I would continue and say, like Rashi says before, it's the voice of Yaakov. You know why? Because it's Metz Hashem Hashem. Does Rashi know? Kol Yaakov. If I say, hear the vault of Rashi here. Such a powerful word. Kol Yaakov. Shemidaber. He speaks in a way of tachanunim, of mercy, of compassion, of consideration. Kumna, he said, get up, please. Avol Esav, the Lashon Kantoria Diber. He spoke in a very harsh and a very tough way. Esav speaks very tough, very harsh, without any etiquette. Yokum Avi, get up, Pop. Yaakov speaks, Kumna, please, Dad, get up. Please, can you get up and eat for your food? As Esav speak, come on, Pop, get up, Pop. Without no, oh, it's a good child. We'll see also. It's a good child. But anyway, that was the so's Rashi. So how do we know it's the Kol Yaakov? The Kol Yaakov, the famous Kol Yaakov. This is the voice of Yaakov. Not from because he said Hashem, 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 but because how he spoke with the Lashon of Tachanun. Such a powerful Yisoid over here. What's the word? Why did he say, continue, if I was writing Rashi, I would say the Kol Yaakov because he spoke. He said Hashem, Hashem. That's why it sounds like Yaakov. Not because he spoke in such a kind, compassionate way. And the answer is Rabbi Sai. Mechor, we have to say Pshat Azeh. It's Mucha to say Pshat Azeh. That when he felt him, and he saw that it was Esav, according to the feeling, yeah, Yitzchok felt that it's possible for Esav to use Shem Hashem. It's possible for you, Shem Hashem. That's possible. That wouldn't be a riot, that's Kol Yaakov. But to speak in such a gentle, edel, kind, compassionate, considerate way, that's not Shach Bayez. He might be Mechabit his father, he takes the clothes and this, but to speak in a kind, considerate, very, very edel way, that's not Esav's Darach. And that is not possible to be Esav. Now that I felt him, it looks like it's Esav. But Lemais, the way he's talking, that talk, saying Hashem's name, Esav could throw it out from time to time. But to be kind, considerate, edel, that's not Derech of Esav at all. That can't be Esav in the voice. So again, what was that the Mefarshim of Esav? So how did he decide? But at the end of the day, Kol Kol Yaakov, what's the voice of Yaakov? The voice of a person that shows consideration. That's careful, that's able, that knows how to respect somebody else. That's the voice of Yaakov. This is the lesson of Yaakov. We have to learn. Because we are the legacy of Yaakov. The legacy of Yaakov and the legacy of Edoim. Edoim, Goyim, talk, converse, speak with one another in a very terse, harsh, very grubber way, very unrespectable way. Yidin talk to each other, Rabbi said. Kol Yaakov. Yidin talk to each other in a kind, considerate, passionate way, Rabbi said. Especially when you're talking to your parents. And the fact that we don't talk that way, Rabbi said, is because we watch too many movies. The fact that we don't talk that way is because we've been influenced by the Goyim, Rabbi Sa. But a Yid, the Edelkeit of a Yid, a Yid talks with respect. A Yid talks with another Yid. A Yid talks with somebody here older than him, with respect. Kumna, please. The please and the thank yous. Not because he went to etiquette school. Not because he read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's because he understands that a Yid, the way we talk, has to express her edelkeit. Speech is the essence of man. And since the essence of a yid, speech is the essence of a man, Rabbi said. That's the essence he is. The Ben Adam is the person that could speak. His speech represents who he is. The essence of man is his speech. The way he speaks. The way he addresses people. The way he converses with people. And everybody knows and understands that a person that's an emes edel, a person that's a mensch, talks in a mensch lachkeit. And someone who's not a mensch, Esav, who was not a mensch, he was an animal. He killed. He took wives away. He was a person. He didn't talk in a, his speech represented who he was about. And therefore, Rabbi, at the end of the day, we have to understand that. That's a very, very important level of our understanding, Rabbi, of how, not only we act, Rabbi, but how we're supposed to converse, how we're supposed to converse with people, with other people, Rabbi, whether you didn't know Goyim. How we're supposed to, get into conversation with people, how we're supposed to treat people with our mouth. With respect to myself. You hear some people talking to other people and say, it sounds goyish. Talking down at somebody, talking in a very, very harsh way, chutzpahdik, to each other, Rabbi said. The emes avoy thing in the yeshiva, especially, we're not just stam yidin, Rabbi said. We're b'nei Torah. We represent Torah. The speech should be the most choshev away, Rabbi. We should address each other in a respectful way. We should address each other in a way that we hold a person in a high esteem, not down, look down towards them, but in a kind, considerate way, Rabbi. And that is the Kol Yaakov, Rabbi. Nothing else. If anybody tells us that, no, we mean it's treif, Rabbi. It's false. Falsify the truth. Koil Yankov is like a proper speech. It's edelkeit. It's kind. It's compassionate. Considerate. You see, mamish the doyle oyle rabbi say how they talked rabbi say. They thought before they said their words. So the doyle oyle, they wouldn't let things out of their mouth stop. Blurt things out. Whatever comes to your mind. So that's a famous thing. Whatever comes to our mind, that's what comes out on the table. To talk respectful, chas v'sholem, nivul peh, or things like that, that's mamish, not charity, yidin, Rabbi Yisrael. Not because of the aveir of nivul peh, what the Gemara says, chas v'sholem, that's a different shmooze, that's not for now. The aveir of nivul peh, what the Gemara says, that chas v'sholem, you can have gezad in the roar from it. But we're talking about mitzad the tzuris ha'odom, the godless ha'odom, the greatness of a person. The greatness of a person is represented in his speech, because that's the nefesh ha'odom. Like here, ha'odom nefesh chaya to ruach malamalala, says the Medrash, says the Targum. That's the way of his speech, that separates us from the animal, and that separates the yid from the goy. Just like the animal is, just like the human being is higher than the animal kingdom, because he can speak. So too, the yid is a higher being, says the Kuzari, than the goy. Because his speech is a high level of speech. We learn Torah. We learn Torah. The Torah is supposed to filter out our speech of ourselves. That our speech should be delicate and edel. We should be mentioned and know how to treat each other, especially with our Dibur of ourselves. Every single gadol that a person who meant, his speech was so purified, his speech was so delicate and edel. You went to them, they would speak to you, you melt like butter from their speech. Because it was a speech that came from Torah. It was purified and filtered and made in a way that it was mamish. This is something that we have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael, Yeshiva, as we work on our midas, as we work on ourselves, Rabbi Yisrael, that our speech should be one. Especially between one another, Rabbi Yisrael. Show the proper respect. People don't realize that with words, I want you to put somebody down with a word. Say something a little bit disrespectful. A little bit, you know, a guy, putting him down by side. It hurts very, very much. The goyim have a class, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It's wrong, Rabbi Sam. It's totally wrong. Forget, we believe that the power of the tongue is much more powerful than sticks and stones. A person could lace into a guy with his words, and that could cause a person, mamish, to lower his esteem, to make him feel like a nothing, Rabbi Sam. And from that, who knows what could come out, Rabbi Sam. People can make somebody feel like $1 million with their words, and people could break them. People could make them feel like not like a nothing, a piece of dirt. That's the koich of a parable. And we learn in this week's parasha, the koil Yankov, that Esav can't copy. He could speak words of Torah, Esav. He could say Baruch Hashem, and Yemircha Hashem, and all those words of Esav. But Yokum No'ovi, that should be ingrained in the essence of Klal Yisrael, Koyol Kol Yankov. This is our voice. It's the voice of Edelkai. Yokum No'ovi. Ta, please, can you please get up with us? And those people that leave out the please and the thank yous, those people are not respectful. Somebody does something for them, replace them. It's disgusting to see that people that do things for somebody else and doesn't have the decency to let them know with a thank you, with a please, with a thing. It's disgusting. The opportunity to thank, Rabbi, sometimes you can thank with a gift, it's a growling thing, but sometimes it only takes a few words, Rabbi. A few words, nice words, can make a person, change a person's life. Kala noa v'chasu, the Gemara is Chazal Masaka by every chasna. You're going to learn in Tzubas Yud Zayin. Ketzad merak tezayin amit beiz bambis. Ketzad merak l'fnei akala. Ketzad merak l'fnei akala. Kala noa v'chasuda. You say kala noa v'chasuda. You say he's a beautiful one. What's the big zog? Zog to Gemara Brachas. The schar of going to a chasna is to mesameach a chasna immediately with words. Say a few nice words to a chasna. He just, as the Gemara says, that's what he's supposed to say to him. Yes, he just has a new mekach. He just got married. He's nervous. You call, say a few nice words to him. Kala noa v'chasuda. Baruch Hashem, you zochah to a gval v'kakala. Baruch Hashem, you bought a nice, the Gemara says over there that if you see a person bought something from the shul, what should you do? You should make him feel good about it. He bought a nice thing, make him feel good about himself. Oh, that's a beautiful thing that you bought. Why? That's how Torah says we're supposed to make people feel good with our words. We're supposed to be encouraging with our words. We're supposed to turn on people to Yiddishkeit with our words. We're supposed to show that we are people that care about other people with our words. We're supposed to show that we're respectful for our words, not disrespectful. You go onto the street with a goyim, that's the whole thing. The cooler a guy can talk, the more a guy can put somebody down, the more a guy can make fun of somebody, the more a guy could lace into somebody with his words. Oh, he's the good guy, he's the cool guy, he's looked up to. But also just the opposite, of course. The critical Yankov, the more we can show respect with our words, the more we can honor somebody. And we said over the story one time, I think we went over there, Dave Brizak said over there, he was once walking in the Yaakov, and he walked past the bus stop, and he saw this kid that wasn't, and he said, how you doing? He passed him over. I mean, he passed him over, and he came back to say to him, you know, how you doing? How's life? Just a few words. And the guy told him later, when he got back on the derech, that those few words changed his life. It was, those few words, just to be a little bit edel, talking to himself, showing a little respect with your words, you never know how can you impress a person or a person. Saying just a few nice words to somebody or a person. Kind words. Edel words. Words of Kol Yankov or a person. We should be zeichah be'ez Hashem to understand this Yisoy. And Yeshiva, especially for a person. One of the chazik of a person. Everybody should come to the Sunday night shmuz. It's a time that we can chazik together. And these in Yod, Yisoydes of Abin Aluch Abir, a person, which are so harsh of a person. We make mistakes of a person. We make terrible mistakes. People think, oh yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm getting better, I'm coming to dominate more, I'm coming to learn more. It's allowed in the person, Chaz V'Shalom. But at the same time, our midos and our Bechol HaBeir has to be, ought to be equal. The Chil HaShem, says the Mishnah Yisrael, Perek Yud Aleph, the person improves in Be'olam L'Chaveiro, but he doesn't improve in his Derech Eretz, in his Be'olam L'Mokh, in his Olam L'Chaveiro, in his interaction with people, to Chil Hashem, because it shows that the Torah, oh, it only helps us improve, you know, being more starker, more firm. No, the Torah is encompasses our whole life. It improves us not only in Olam L'Mokh, in Olam L'Chaveiro, a better mention of it. Because it's the Kol Yankov that we aspire to, and Hashem should hear the Kol Yankov, bring Mashiach to Canaan there in the morning.